April 14, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Keep going and growing. Opening prayer. Lord, show me through your word who I am called to be and what you call me to do in this world. Read Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. The parable of the sower. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." Reflect. If you are able and have time, have a wander in a garden or park. Identify plants that are struggling because their growing medium is too shallow, those that are being choked by weeds, and those that are thriving. Our latest reading in Mark's Good News includes a story that Jesus told. Mark states that Jesus taught the people many things through stories, so I wondered what was special about this particular one that Mark chose to include. Reflecting on it, I am reminded of the Severi family, who became followers but also continued to worship the emperor, as well as Venus and Jupiter. They struggled to attend the weekly gatherings because they are already committed to many other things. Perhaps they are a bit like the seed trying to grow among the thorns. And what about my friends Felix and Flavia, who used to be active members of our fellowship, but have now stopped? When I saw Flavia recently, she said they weren't sure what the point was of following Jesus, when it would just mean that they could be arrested and killed. Perhaps they are like the seed with shallow roots. This story has challenged me to think about how the seed is growing in my life. I hope that my life is producing a good crop for Jesus. Apply. John chapter 15, verse 16 says, "I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. What fruit are you asking the Father to produce in your life? Closing prayer. Father, thank you for the gift of your Spirit who dwells in me and gives me all that I need to share the life-giving message of the gospel.